Good morning.
Good morning.
It is great to see you this morning. I appreciate your presence here so that we can worship God together. I appreciate those who are viewing on the live stream. If you're viewing from the Lauderdale County area, we hope that you'll come and be with us in person. Definitely want to be able to see your face. And, you know, there's some things you just can't get through a screen. We can't get encouragement and strength from you, and you can't receive the same from us. And so we hope you'll come and be with us in person. I think I would be amiss if I did not start off by saying Happy Mother's Day to all of our godly mothers out there. You know, I was thinking about Mother's Day and the fact that you don't have to give birth to a child to be a mother. I thought about my own mother who was adopted, and my grandmama was her mother. I thought about those who I've had in my life. While I had a great mom, I had others who were mothers to me throughout the years. And so there are a lot of ways that a woman can be a mother, and I'm very thankful for all of those who serve in different ways in that capacity. Appreciate Dr. Hunt mentioning Dad in his prayer. They think Dad has pneumonia right now. He is, when I've talked to him, he sounds absolutely horrible. They started him on an antibiotic. They started him on some breathing treatments as well. The one thing of concern is his PET scan was originally scheduled for sometime in the latter part of June, and they've moved that up to May 19th, which is this week, which could be nothing, but it just makes me wonder if there's not concern there on the part of the doctors with him, because the spot that they found was in his lungs, and when they did an x-ray, they saw stuff there, which they hope is pneumonia, but we're kind of waiting on the PET scan. That'll give us a clearer picture of what's going on and give us a clearer picture of what we're dealing with. So if you could say a prayer for him, I would appreciate that very much. As we looked out at the crowd this morning, I'm sure there are some that are here this morning, obviously to worship God, but also to be close to your mother. And that's certainly commendable. We have this holiday that where we recognize at this time of year, every year, of the importance of mothers. And that's what I want us to look at today. I had an individual, you've heard me mention Terry Calloway before. He was at the Canal Heights Church of Christ. Mr. Terry told me when I got there the first Mother's Day, he said, "Son, you got two jobs today." I said, "Okay, Mr. Terry, what are they?" He said, "First, say something nice about the mothers." He said, "That can be in sermon form or just as a comment at the beginning of your sermon." He said, "Number two, get us out so that we can beat the Baptists to the restaurants." And so, in honor of Mr. Terry, I will try to accomplish both of those this morning. You know, I believe in order to find a love greater than the love of a parent, one would have to put his ear to the beating heart of God. There is just no greater love in all of the world than the natural love that a godly parent has for his or her children. I suppose that Kipling captured the love of a mother as much as anything written by an uninspired man ever has. He wrote, "If I were hanged on the highest hill, O mother of mine, I know whose love would follow me still, O mother of mine. If I were drowned in the deepest sea, O mother of mine, I know whose tears would come to me, O mother of mine. If I were damned of body and soul, O mother of mine, whose prayers would make me whole, O mother of mine." This morning, as we think about loving our mothers, there's one to whom we want to go as an example. The one I'm sure that all of us are seeking to follow. The one who we seek to pattern our lives after. And of course, that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus was God in the flesh. And as such, He had a mother. And Mary was not selected as the mother of Jesus by random. She was the one that God chose to bring the Savior into the world. A mother's love is something that is strong, and that was the case with the love of Mary. Her love for her son carried her all the way to the cross. There were many who forsook the Lord. There were many who turned and fled. But Mary went with Jesus. She went with him all of the way. And this morning, we want to spend a few moments at the cross. As we consider this subject, how to love your mother, I want you to turn to John chapter 19, if you have your Bibles with you. In John chapter 19, we find our Lord hanging in agony. He's been nailed to that cross. He's there. He's struggling to breathe. He's struggling from blood loss, from the scourging that he had received. And as he was on that cross for 6 hours, there were 7 sayings that he uttered. And I want us to consider just one of those sayings. In John chapter 19, in verses 25 through 27, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to his disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour that disciple took her to his own home." You know, many times we say that we want to follow Jesus. And there is no better pattern, there is no better example in all of the world than for us to pattern our lives after. He is our Savior. He was perfect in all things. So let's follow Him this morning as He demonstrates for us how we ought to love our mothers. 5 things that we want to notice in all. We're going to notice 3 of those things this morning. We'll notice the final 2 this evening. Number 1. Jesus loved his mother tenderly. Jesus loved his mother tenderly. You might notice in the passage a little 3-letter word that Jesus saw his mother. Have you ever thought about those words? Jesus is hanging on the cross. And as he's hanging there and he looks out, he sees a lot of different things. He sees indifference by the soldiers who put him there. Those soldiers cared nothing for Jesus one way or the other. They were just doing their job. In fact, we find them at the foot of the cross gambling over his clothing. He looks out, he sees those that hated him. I mean, there were people hurling insults. They were spitting upon him. But then he sees something else. He sees someone who is familiar to him. Someone that he loves so dearly and someone that loves him in return. He looks out and sees his mother. And you know, that had to have been encouraging to our Lord while he's there on that cross. Because there's a natural bond that exists between a mother and her child, regardless of the age. And so Jesus saw his mother. He's hanging there on the cross. He's in utter agony. Have you ever seen a situation where a mother comes in with their child, a little child, a baby, and someone asks to hold the baby? And so the mother gives that individual the baby. And normally the mother has to kind of find a place to hide, right? As the baby's passed around from person to person. Because if that baby sees mom, what happens? The passing's over with, isn't it? That child wants to go back to his mother. He or she wants to be with mom. There's a natural affection there. A little bit later, dad starts playing football with that same child. They have a good time. They go out in the afternoon, maybe wrestle around. But all of a sudden, that little boy gets a bad scratch on his knee. And dad could take care of that. He knows how to handle that scratched knee. But not in that boy's mind. More than likely, there's no time for dad now. He goes inside because there's only one who knows how to take care of that. She's the one who makes it better. One day, that boy grows up and he plays college football. And his team's on the verge of winning the championship game. And his dad has worked with him through the years, helped him to hone his skills. And so when the time comes, he makes this remarkable play that wins the game. A camera comes to him during the celebration. He looks into that camera and he says, "Hi, Mom." But you could take that same boy and his life could go in another direction. He winds up in trouble. He's committed some crimes and now he's in a courtroom. And as he's in that courtroom, he's looking out, he sees no one familiar. Everybody in the room seems to be against him. But there's one who enters who is there regardless. His mother. While she might not agree with what he's done, she loves him. And it's comforting even in that time of trouble. I think about our Lord. He's filled with so much emotion while he's on that cross. He's doing what is the greatest accomplishment that ever could be done. He's paying the debt that you and I owed for sin. And yet at the same time, he's in utter agony. It's the most tragic event in his life. Those two moments come together at the cross. And Jesus needed to see a face that loves him. And he looks out and sees his mother. How do we know that he loved her tenderly? Friends, because that's the nature of Jesus. It always had been. The one who had said, "I love you," to him many times, shows that love in return. And mothers, what I'm saying is this. Little children need to know the security of a mother's love. They need to feel and know that you love them, both by your actions and by the words that you say. I know sometimes you want to pinch their heads off. All right? That's parenting. That's all part of it. But at the same time, they need to know that you love them. And so do those who are aged and older mothers. They need the same from their children. When we follow the example of Jesus, then we're going to love our mothers tenderly. Number two, Jesus loved his mother patiently. Jesus loved his mother patiently. Have you ever grown impatient with your mom? There's not a soul in here that could say that they have not, I have a feeling. Especially growing up, you reach maybe those teen years and you begin to wonder, what planet are my parents from? Sometimes you don't see her reasoning. You know, it's possible that Jesus could have been tempted to grow impatient with his mother. You recall that in Luke chapter 2, you remember that event when they go to Jerusalem to worship? And as they're coming back, Jesus at the time was 12 years of age. And it's really possible at that age, he could have been in either part of the caravan. During this time, the men traveled up front, the women traveled in the back. And Jesus at 12 years of age could have been with the men or with the women. And no doubt Joseph thought, well, Jesus is with Mary. Mary thought, well, Jesus is with Joseph. And they traveled their day's journey, and after they had traveled, they would stop, they would break, and they would make camp. And they began to look, and they figured out, Jesus isn't with us. He's nowhere to be found. And so they make the trip back to Jerusalem, and they've been searching for him for days, trying to find him. And they still haven't found him. And then in Luke chapter 2 and verse 48, I want you to notice the reaction of Mary, which is the typical reaction of any mother. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." But in verse 49, Jesus said, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" He said, "Don't forget, Mom. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm supposed to be doing." But he was patient with his mother. What do we see here? We see a mother who was concerned about her son. And we see a son that was patiently reminding her that he was more than just her son. Sometimes we may not understand why our mothers say what they say or why they do what they do. Probably with time we'll find out that they were right in what they were saying and what they were doing. It's amazing, some of you who are older now, it's amazing how much wiser your parents get the older you become. Even though in those times when we don't understand her, it's important that we still love her. And we love her patiently. Maybe in those times later in life, when age becomes a burden, when maybe the mind has gone some and the story she begins to tell is the same story you've heard four times over that day. Love her patiently. If we're going to follow the example of Jesus, we're going to love our mothers tenderly. We're going to love them patiently. And then third and finally this morning, he loved his mother respectfully. He loved his mother respectfully. Going back to our text, Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son." Now, fathers, here's something for you to hear. If you're a teenage child, you're sitting there and you hear a teenage child say to your wife, "Woman, it's time for you to get out of the chair and have a talk." But here in this time, the word that's being used there, it wasn't a term of insult. It was a term of love and respect. Jesus would never disrespect his mother. When he said, "Woman, behold your son," he is showing his mother the highest form of respect possible. It was a term of endearment at that time. Even back in Luke chapter 2, when Jesus had to remind his mother why he was there, he was still showing that same respect. Just a couple of verses later in Luke 2 and verse 51, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them." But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Younger people, you want to be like Jesus? Listen and obey your parents. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one who never sinned, he was subject to his parents. He loved them respectfully. There's something else you can do when you're not so young and you're no longer living at home. You can still honor them. You can still respect them. Ephesians 6:2 says, "Honor your father and mother." How do you do that? Well, part of the way you do that is through the life that you live and by following the lessons that she taught you. Friends, honoring your mother doesn't mean going to church once a year and taking her out to eat afterwards. That's wonderful. That's good. That's something that you should do. But honor your mother with the life that you live every day. Jesus loved his mother. He loved her tenderly, patiently, and respectfully. As you think about your mothers this morning, of all the things that you could give her, the greatest of all gifts would be that of a godly life. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you can begin that journey. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're willing to turn from sin and confess that belief and to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins, maybe you've done that but you've turned away, friend, come back home. Nothing could give more peace, more contentment to a godly mother than a child that is living right. Are you living right this morning? Friend, if you're not, we'd ask you to come right now as we stand and sing.